B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Mike Mussinelli Show. We broadcast in Xfinity Studio only from Comcast. It is General Knowledge Wednesday, so we at least have that going for us. So everybody enjoys General Knowledge Wednesday. We have great prizes to give away. It'd be very interesting to go into various topics. We'll have some fun doing that. But at the top, some very interesting stuff has happened regarding the return to sports. First of all, we're broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. There's such a fight going on right now for the return of sports that I've given in. I'm giving in. I'm going to stop fighting it. Listen, if this is what the majority of people want, then let's go. Now, maybe I'm missing the point on the economy. Maybe that is more important. To get the economy rolling and putting people's lives at risk with telling them to let's proceed, even though the virus is still kind of at a peak. So, if that's what people want, if that's what we need, then I'm in. So, what has happened? The president assembled a large group to restart the economy, and that includes all the commissioners. It includes Mark Cuban. It includes Robert Kraft, Jerry Jones, Dana White, Vince McMahon. They're all part of the group. And the president is urging sports to get back as soon as possible and for them to look like they did in the past. And he got kind of an ally in Anthony Fauci. Now, I don't know if Fauci is giving in because he's been browbeaten to a large extent during this whole thing. But now he is in. Because he says today that there is a way of doing that, bringing sports back by holding events without fans in attendance and by keeping players in hotels. There's a way of doing that, Fauci said. Nobody comes to the stadium. You put the players in big hotels. Whenever you want to play, you keep them very well surveilled. You have them tested every single week and make sure they don't wind up infecting each other or their family. And then you just let them play the season out. I don't know, but he got into specifics about whether players are going to be comfortable away from their families or whether they're going to be bringing their families along with this whole thing and being isolated in the hotels. The other thing, this goes kind of against the grain. I don't know what to think, right? But I'm giving in to the people who want sports back. Like, I'm not going to stand guard anymore. But 72%, there was a poll, Seton Hall University, 72% of Americans said they would not attend sporting events resumed without a vaccine for the coronavirus. So just 13% said they would feel comfortable. So this takes care of that. They're not going to be in the stands. So we won't get fans back until there is a vaccine. And I've been saying all along that sports in that form comes off rather hollow to me. But if having sports back is going to help this country in any way, I'm in. And instead of looking at it like sports is kind of unimportant in the overall scope of things, I'm looking at it now like sports could be a stepping stone to us feeling better as human beings. So, Tyrone, there you go.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop fighting it. I'd give into it.
You've taken, that's a fair approach, what you laid out. Mm-hmm. Where Dr. Fauci differed from the president is the president wants fans back,
uh-huh.
while Dr. Fauci is not comfortable with that part. But he does think there's a path to have sports. We have the audio. He doesn't get mm-hmm. more specific about the family situation. It seems like, for whatever reason, from leadership and from the majority of people, that sports are essential.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it seems like. And if that's the case, then if that's really the case, and we can argue a lot of ways whether or not that is the case, but it seems like from leadership, from the top of the country to governors to mayors, all the way down to fans, people have decided professional sports, at least, are essential. If that's the case, then I guess the duty of those in charge is to find a way to do it safely. Is that the deal?
You're right. I mean, listen, I'm of this mindset where sports is great, it's not essential, especially in these kind of times. But now I'm all about what the people want. And if the people want this and it's going to help them get by, then I'm all for it. I guess I was under the conception that people weren't really, they were afraid to branch out into the perilous waters. And so, like, I was thinking the majority opinion was that we shouldn't have sports right now. But if the majority of the opinion is that the people want sports, then I guess we got to find a way to bring it back.
Yeah. I always assumed that sports at first would come back without fans. But I'm surprised with how sports have been lifted by those in charge. I thought sports would be sort of an afterthought. They've been almost at the front burner right next to, like, sports have been talked about, honestly, returning more than getting millions of tests. Like, I never thought, but literally baseball and football has been talked about more than getting tests to the people, which is odd to me, but I guess it just is what it is.
You know, sports basically is a release for all of us. And so I guess if these guys are reading that the majority of the people need to have this as a release, and it's going to help mental health, it's going to help the economy, it's going to help all these things, then you know what I'm in. I was just going by kind of like what I thought was a sensible view. And to me, it wasn't a sensible view that sports would return. It just seemed desperate to me to wedge in sports, which I was looking at as, you know, listen, on the overall scope of things of life, it's a candy store. And to me, a candy store can't be more important in real life. But if this is more a part of real life than I'm realizing, then I'm in. Now, I just want to read. See, I've come to the conclusion, maybe I'm misguided on a lot of things. And I'm going to read this quote here. And I want people to react to this quote. I'm not judging anybody. It just, this quote is interesting to me. And it was said by an Indiana state rep. I don't know if you saw this.
I did.
All right. His name is Trey Hollingsworth. And he's in a radio interview, and they're talking about relaxing the coronavirus restrictions, which the president has obviously been on the stump for. And so this guy says this: it is always the American government's position to say, in the choice between the loss of our way of life as Americans and the loss of life of American lives, we always have to choose the latter. It is the policymaker's decision to put on our big boy and big girl pants and say it is the lesser of these two evils. So he is saying that our way of life and getting out again and stimulating the economy is more important than the loss of life. In a lot of ways, you can look at that as a military view, where we're sending soldiers into war that may not come back and they may die, but it's for a bigger cause, the American way of life. Now, my only question to that would be, war is protecting a nation. This isn't. But I could be wrong. Like, what I'm saying today is everything is out there now. Like, I'm not going to look at this quote and say that guy's out of his mind. If this is what people actually think, then I'm in. Now, you heard that quote, right? He's saying basically it's more important to get our way of life restarted than it is if people happen to die as we do that.
Yeah. And my problem with it is, even if I could go to his thinking, what he and the other leaders haven't done, and I've been beating a dead horse, but I mean, I kind of have a little bit of a platform, then where are the damn tests? Where are the tests? If you want to accelerate this, right, and put everybody in harm's way to restart the economy, I can buy that. What happened to the promises from people, doesn't matter who, that if you want a test, you can get a test? Because if you knew for a fact someone had it, no one would suggest that that person would go to work. Yet, if you do this, you absolutely will send people who are at least carriers out into the world. Where are the damn tests? And why isn't he, as a person with the platform, making sure his people have them?
You make a whole bunch of sense, but let's just focus on that statement and whether it is more important to start the economy at the expense of people dying. You see, here's the thing. A guy like that, a guy like us, we're in a protective bubble right now because we don't have it. At least we hope we don't. We don't have symptoms. So the perception is we're safe. Trey Hollingsworth, his representative, probably feels safe. But and the perception is, well, these are happening to other people. It's not really going to happen to us. So I wonder if Trey Hollingsworth tested positive or any member of his family tested positive and was in danger of dying, whether he would back that same quote. That's the only thing I want to say.
I would say no.
All right. So here's how you get in. 610-632-0975. It is General Knowledge Wednesday. And today, General Knowledge Wednesday, of course, presented by Testo North America, the choice of HVAC techs who count on having the most accurate tools in their toolbox when precision measurements matter. Be sure with Testo. We are giving away 5 Hers chip trucks. Always, listen, a snack truck by Hers is always a welcome addition today in this day and age. And secondly, the grand prize, a $100 gift card to Fleming's Steakhouse, which has supreme takeout. Fleming's Steakhouse in Radnor and Marlton. They're always ready to serve you. Enjoy favorites like Fleming's Prime Burger, Tender Filet Mignon, all kinds of steaks in the comfort of your own home. Visit Fleming'sSteakhouse.com to place your carryout order today. The topics are general knowledge, movie title antonyms, Major League Baseball by year, questions from 1990 to the present, and finally, people by clue. So if I give you, and Natalie, you're with us, right?
Yep, I'm here.
If I give you Sasha Fierce, Obama inauguration, can see halos, the
Beyonce.
Person I'm looking for, of course, Beyonce.
Yeah.
All right, so that's what that category is. 610-632-0975. We're back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
2 o'clock hour brought to us by Ferguson HVAC Lyon Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors, visit Ferguson's counter location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. It's time to start Twitter poll. The Twitter poll obviously brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. So if your lawnmower, zero turn, any of your small engine tools need some parts, well, you can get them at Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Their online parts warehouse. Visit poweredbymoyer.com today. Natalie Eganoff, good
morning.
Thanks, Mike. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good evening. Today's poll has over 200 votes on this one early. Are you okay with sports returning in this summer with no fans? 82% say yes, 18% say no.
All righty. So, yes. We're, all right.
Yeah, the people.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Hey. Whatever.
Yeah. And apparently college football plans to move their season because they can't exist without fans. So there you go.
All right. It's all what the people want. Not what I want. Not what I think is safe. People got to determine that.
Yeah, it's. I just hope that everybody's getting the right information. Mm-hmm. I hope.
All right, should we go to the phones?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones with Blue in North Philly. What's up, Blue?
Hey, what's up, Mikey Mess?
How you doing, Blue?
I'm okay. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Has been a while, man.
Yeah, it has. I just wanted to make all the wishes to everybody and hope they be safe until we get through this thing. We're in this thing together. Mm-hmm. And the Eagles, I think we, I seen Brandon Graham the other day on Instagram. And he said the pieces they got, he said they was deep. And he said, he said he liked what they put in place. So I think, and from what I've seen, I think they're going to make a run, you know, toward the Super Bowl with some of the places. Jason Peters is gone. I can't believe they paid him all that money at his age. He's gone. So we made some replacements. Got a cornerback. We're going to draft. You know, we do well because Carson Wentz didn't win the Super Bowl as a starter. Nick Foles did. So he got a bad taste in his mouth. So he want to be the starting quarterback that would go all the way to the Super Bowl and win it.
I got it. I think they are the best team in the East. I don't know if they're good enough to make a Super Bowl run. They might be. But what do you think about the weapons right now? Don't you think they have to add somebody who can catch a football?
Yes, that's why I think that we're going after, I think, Jefferson and the draft. If Carolina don't move down, I think if we get a couple of pieces, the fit who we traded, mm-hmm. you know, and put a couple pieces, add a couple pieces to our offense is very, very, very important. Our offense was very important that year that we won the Super Bowl. We had depth, and I think that's what they're going for this time.
Well, I hope you're right. I haven't been able to process the football part yet on how good they're going to be in the NFL. You know, I think that they could be the best team in the East.
Yeah, and then I'm looking at
win their division, get a bye.
Well, you only get one bye.
Oh, that's right.
Only one bye.
They're not gonna get the bye. So that's correct.
But then the question is, who gets the bye?
Saints.
And that's where I do wonder. Age.
What? The Saints?
Mm-hmm. I do wonder about that.
The Eagles can get to number one seed?
Pending the draft, I can't rule it out. They made the playoffs. I got to look at the the Vikings. I think they got weaker. I'm trying to think of some of the other playoff teams. Seattle, I don't know what they've added. They've hurt. They've lost some on defense. I think the Eagles can be in the mix pending a good draft. I really do. Okay. I think they could be in the mix.
For the number one seed.
For the number one seed, pending a good draft. I do like what they did on their defensive line so far.
It's so, like right now.
It's early.
It's too early. Like, they need a linebacker. They're taking a big gulp with whoever's going to play the other cornerback position. They're taking a big gulp on whether Jalen Mills can play that safety position. And they're taking a big gulp on a rookie wide receiver having enough impact.
They are.
We'll see.
But there are other teams taking those that we're not studying as closely.
You know, the Packers were 13-3 last year.
Yeah.
The Saints were 13-3. The 49ers were 13-3.
Yeah, those are good teams.
I'm having a hard time seeing the Eagles as the number one seed right now.
But, I mean, you wouldn't have you didn't see it in 2016 before it happened in 17 either.
Yeah, but, you know, the 49ers are just an up-and-coming team.
I don't trust that quarterback a lick.
I get it. I understand.
A lick.
All right, let's go Gene in Doylestown. Gene, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Gene.
Good afternoon, Michael. How are you
What's
today?
Up, Gene?
Today is the anniversary of Jackie Robinson breaking the barrier in baseball.
Yes. So, big story by Bob Ford in the Inquirer today on Jackie Robinson.
Oh, nice, nice. I know Tyrone's not a big numbers guy, neither am I, but one note, I always remember Ryan Howard's number because he said he wore the number 6 in honor of Jackie Robinson because he couldn't wear 42. He wore 4+2. So that's how I always remembered his number.
Well, all right. I didn't even realize that. I thought you were going to say because if you multiply 6 by 7, you get 42. And I go, what sense would that make? Why would you multiply it by 7?
Right. He did it because
yours makes more sense.
It's certainly easier.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, as far as this sports thing goes, I am far and away on the 18th percentile. I don't think it's worth it. I believe me, I want sports back, but I don't think it's worth it to rush it. I really don't, because
it's going to send the wrong message, and people are going to think it's okay to.
But that's the message that, like, is being sent nationally, though. See, the national message is you got to get the economy started. So you start sports, it's just along those lines. It's like, well, we got to get things started again.
Yeah, again, and they start sports, and then the advertising's back, and people think they can run after the sport. It's a very...
Well, I get it, and my fear with that is that we get too cavalier, and we spike it again.
Exactly. That is my...
And if somebody in sports contracts it in some form, then what? The whole thing has to be shut down, like the NBA that night.
And then how long do we lose it for? Exactly. I mean, how long do they lose
it? So you go through this whole production to get it restarted, and it maybe, you know, something like that happens, then what? And you wasted a lot of time, energy, and money.
Exactly. And now you're further behind. And that's what I'm saying. I don't think it's worth it to rush it. I just think they should give this the time that it needs to, you know, get over the spike, wind back down, you know, make sure we don't have carriers still walking around.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Gene, I'm merely a conduit to the people. Like, if I was a politician, what do my people want? You know, that's what I got to do. So, well, there you go.
Like I said, I know I'm in the majority.
All right, man, general knowledge question for you.
Give it a shot.
All right. What was Jerry Halliwell's alter ego as part of the Spice Girls?
Jerry Halliwell.
She was the redhead.
Yes, she was Spicy Spice.
Oh, no, no. No, she was Ginger Spice.
Ginger Spice.
I kind of like Ginger Spice.
Who was your favorite Spice Girl?
Well, at first blush, she was obviously...
Baby.
Mm-hmm. But then I think Ginger won me over.
You like her?
Yeah. See, now there you go. You know, the Ginger won me over a blonde.
Yeah.
Ty, who was your favorite?
Scary.
Yeah.
It wasn't even close.
Scary Spice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't even close.
You didn't like Posh?
Posh, this is what bothered me.
What?
I knew that Posh's mic wasn't on.
I'm just telling.
It's five
just
people.
By look.
Yeah, but I knew
away. You look.
No,
right,
I could tell right away, like, she's not singing. So it turned me off of her music group. Yeah. I mean, she was an attractive lady. She's still an attractive lady.
Natalie, I'm a fan of the Ginge. You know, you don't know that about me.
The Ginge.
I am a fan. I like the porcelain skin and maybe a couple frecks.
Yeah.
Booney also loved the Ginge.
There you go.
Didn't care for the Posh.
The Ginge had a fresh look. She was like produce.
She did.
What?
Yeah. And she reminded me of produce.
And in some ways.
You just put like fresh peaches that you put out.
In some ways, she became the most popular one, which led to the first breakup.
Yeah.
And then because she, but then it turned out that they needed the package.
Yeah. Or a nectarine. Because the peach, peach has fuzz.
A nice nectarine.
Yeah.
Are we going to be able
fresh,
to get-
like, just come. Like, yeah. You know how they just break open the crate and they got the wrapping on them?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Are we going to be able to get the fresh produce this summer?
Yeah.
Are we still going to be able to get the fresh produce?
Yeah.
Because we're getting close. We're halfway through April. Literally, today's the 15th, right? Yeah, we're halfway through April, getting close to fresh produce time. We are.
I don't do fruit anyway.
Oh, yeah, you don't love the fruit because of the sugar.
Yeah, I do the fruit. So I grow my own. So, like, you know, I'll get the tomatoes. I'll get the mustard greens that I mix with regular lettuce.
Now, you brought me those greens last year.
Yeah, mustard greens are awesome.
They're very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And growing a couple peppers in case I like a Greek salad.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds great.
Greek salad. Fat and Greek olives.
Yeah, come on. We need a restaurant to open with social distancing in June.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we can get some little Greek salad.
Yeah. That's good to Greg in Bethlehem. Greg, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Greg.
Hey, guys. Here we are again. Talking about sports returning, you know, I can't imagine that we can get anything back together substantially until universal testing is available, you know, which, I mean, I know they're cranking out, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of new testing units every day, but it's, you know, there's 350 million of us. So, you know, I do the math. It's going to take a while. I think if everybody can get tested, They could pull it off. I mean, I would like to see it done in a controlled way. hopefully, you know, in another month or two, we're going to have a better idea whether any of the drugs that they use are going to be effective. At this point,
well,
you know,
here's
still
the thing. With Fauci coming out saying it, now I can picture Fauci and there's somebody behind him and they,
right,
they got a pistol in his kidney. Right, I could see that part of it, but he, you know, once he comes out and endorses it, then you know people go, well, if that dude endorsed it, I guess we, you know, and like I said, I don't know what whether he's just waving the white flag and he's tired of fighting, or you know,
he doesn't strike me as the guy that would do that.
Yeah, but he's not the type of guy either that's going to lose his job.
No.
It's clear to me that he likes his job a lot. So he's going to protect that landscape.
Yeah, but I mean, somebody who's, I mean, I think he's worked for like six administrations or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, but a few days ago, he's close to getting zipped, and he doesn't want to get zipped.
Well, that's a good point. You know, he may be protecting his blind side.
Right.
He doesn't strike me as the guy that's going to pull punches, but I could be wrong.
All right, brother. General knowledge question.
Okay.
Movie title antonyms. All right. So here we go. The antonym is Forward from the Past.
Back to the Future.
Oh, so simple. Simple. All right, a qualifier out of the chute. Well, second qualifier. By the way, today, James Palmer joins us at 3 o'clock. But also, it's Comedy Week. So we will play a comedy bit from John Mulaney today. And also, at 3:30, Tyrone hates alt-chick lead singers.
Oh, good.
Edition number 2.
Okay.
So Natalie, we'll, this is going to be a big test.
Okay, I'm excited.
Now, I know you like this person.
Mm.
I like this person.
Okay.
So yesterday, Ty gave the thumbs down.
It was like
on,
in the middle.
Shade.
It was kind of in the middle, but
right,
it
I'm
was
thinking he may go 0-2.
Okay.
Today. All right, let's go Dan in Allentown. Dan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dan.
Yeah, Mike, the last two callers really kind of echoed what I was going to say about the economy, and then I have a baseball point. But we've been sitting here at home for an entire month. If we go back too soon, we could risk businesses having to be shut down anyway because of outbreaks. And it'll be kind of, what was the sacrifice for? So to Tyrone's point, more testing is needed, and we need to get on the downside of the curve before I'm comfortable. Frankly, I think putting hundreds of thousands and millions of lives over the economy, over hundreds of thousands or millions of lives is immoral.
You like my man's quote? It's the lesser two evils?
Yeah.
Sacrifice American lives?
Yeah.
So as long as we get our life way of life back as Americans?
No. It's not like we're being invaded by another country.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a stimulus package out there. There are some people still working. I think if we're just patient, we will turn this around. It will take a long time. And I know that's an easy message for those that are struggling out there, but I'm just not comfortable with it until it's more safe. As for baseball, I know you said that not having fans in the stands will take a lot of juice out of it. But of these four sports, isn't baseball the one that's the least reliant on fans? I don't think the players get any rush from the fans like the other three sports. As a matter of fact, I think a lot of baseball players shut them out. So I don't think it would be that awkward. I mean, you watch a Miami Marlins game. There's no fans there anyway. Mm-hmm. And I think I'd be comforting with baseball reopening when there's more testing available. It has to be voluntary for the players. And I think at some point you could even start letting limited amounts of fans in, but they have to sit apart. There has to be some sort of parking arrangements. No,
yeah, there's not going to be a limited number of fans. That won't happen.
Well, that's the only way I'd be comfortable with it, but that's a good
No, there's
going
to be no fans. Are you comfortable with no fans? If that's what the point is.
Yeah, for baseball, I'm fine with it. The other sports, yeah, I agree. Like watching a football game with no fans.
So somebody hits a home run, and it's crickets.
They had an empty baseball stadium game a few years ago in Baltimore. And
in towns like Pittsburgh, it wouldn't matter because you know who's showing up. Anyway.
Yeah,
you know they're used to Miami. You know, they're used to playing with no fans. So yeah, you could be right. Baseball maybe is the least affected sports fan wise.
Yeah, if anything, I think the players would actually probably enjoy it more because you know Bryce Harper, you know he has to go up to the plate in Washington.
He gets booed everywhere. So without the boo, maybe it'd be better players.
Yeah, so they might like it.
Okay.
But that's basically all I got, Mike.
All right, you want a general knowledge question? It's a baseball question. It's a baseball question. Major League Baseball by year 1990 to the present. Okay? So here I'll go to this one. 2013, this closer, called the greatest of all time, retires after 19 seasons.
That would be Rivera.
That is correct. Mariano Rivera. Two in a row here.
Good.
From general knowledge.
I'm glad. I am.
You are glad today?
I am glad today.
You're just in a different mood?
Yeah, sun is shining. You know, you take enough losses and mix in wins for somebody else.
Beautiful day out there. Crisp.
A little crisp, but I'm okay with it. The sun's out. It's not all windy.
Yeah. A long dog walk. Long dog walk.
Was a lot of people out in the neighborhood?
Nope. Quiet. Nobody out today.
Well, there you go. That makes it safe for you.
It does.
And, no dog can't get it, so dog's safe.
Yes, the dog's safe. Let's go to Lee in Schwanksville. Lee, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Lee.
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
What's up, Lee?
So, I want to talk about the argument that getting sports going goes hand-in-hand with getting the economy going. And part of that argument is that there may be some people put at risk for the greater good. I think that's kind of implied with a lot of the arguments, but I think that conversation is honestly awful. We've previously had military drafts, right, in previous generations to address major world problems, but in those cases, the older people were excluded, right? Rightfully so. Now we're talking about getting sports started and the economy started, but at the risk of the elderly, right? So what are we considering that we may actually be putting the most vulnerable portion of America at risk for the sake of the economy and sports? And as myself being a 31-year-old and a younger person, I think that's...
Mm-hmm. All right, so let me just... Because I think this is what you're saying. The greater good of the economy is more important and of a greater importance than actually people dying.
No, the opposite. I think we need to protect ourselves.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying the other thing. That's why I wanted to straighten it out.
No, the fact that we didn't send older people into war in previous, horrible times. Understood. I'm not comparing World War II and Vietnam and Korea with what we're going through now, but we always kept older people out of those conversations, and now we're actually putting them at risk.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a very good point. And this is why that guy's comment, and I want to be fair with it because I want to know if people think the way he's thinking. He's a state legislator in Indiana, so he's speaking to a lot of people in his constituency. So and we'll talk about it more after the break, but let me give you a general knowledge question here.
Absolutely.
All right, so the general knowledge question, the category that we're in, is people by clue. So I'll give you three clues. You give me the person that I am trying to get here. Clues are The Factory, Studio 54, Soup Cans.
Gotta be not... Andy Kaufman?
Oh! Semi-right church, but not the right seat. Andy Warhol. So who did he hang at Studio 54? Who was he always with? Who was the socialite that he was hanging with in Studio 54?
I don't know who Warhol was.
It was one. His main squeeze.
Edie Sedgwick.
Was it Edie Sedgwick?
Yeah.
So, is it Curious Sedgwick's mother?
Yeah. I think so.
Who married Kevin Bacon? That Kira Sedgwick? Is that her mother? Was Edie Sedgwick?
I knew. Well, I know that they were like a thing. How Edie Sedgwick that? And her. And wow. him.
Okay.
I don't know if that's... Yeah, I think it's Kira Sedgwick's mom. Yeah, it is.
It is. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Huh. Yeah, let me see. There's some photos. He's with Liza.
Yeah. I wonder if he kicked it with Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson used to be in there. Diana Ross. A young Brooke Shields whose mom would drop her off.
Oh, Bianca Jagger.
That too. Her too.
Yeah, Bianca Jagger he was with a lot.
Look at that.
All right, 610-632-0975 is how you get in. It's the Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5 Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Mussinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 2:46 on the Mike Mussinelli Show. And James Palmer, NFL Network, will join us at 3 o'clock. We'll get more on the draft and the Eagles and what they're planning on doing. And also the testing provisions.
Yeah, because his dad took.
Yeah. His dad took what?
His dad's part of the study.
Oh, that's right. The Phillies are involved in this study.
Yep.
And his dad, Scott Palmer.
Already.
He got tested.
He's
right?
already taken the test, and he'll be able to explain. He explained on his Twitter, but obviously he can do it on the air, explain just how simple it is. And that's part of the reason why we all need to get them.
Yeah, the new study. 10,000 employees from Central Baseball and more than 24 teams agreed to participate. So we'll talk to James about that. So last night, the movie Rush was on. Have you seen that movie yet?
No.
I've been telling you that's a good movie. I think Ron Howard did it.
Yeah.
It's about the
race car driving one?
Yeah, it's about the Formula One clash between Niki Lauda from Austria and James Hunt, the dapper UK race car driver.
Now, which one has passed away?
James Hunt died of a heart attack. Niki Lauda got burned up in an accident on the track, and they made a comeback with his face all like.
That's
but
crazy.
That guy who did that, the German actor, Daniel Brühl, was really good as Niki Lauda.
Yeah.
But, Natalie, do you like Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah. I mean, sure.
Of course you do.
Who doesn't?
So he was James Hunt.
Okay.
James Hunt was the dashing Brit playboy type of guy.
Uh-huh.
And his wife was played by Olivia Wilde.
Oh, yeah, she's beautiful.
And in the story, she left James Hunt because he was kind of like a drunk playboy womanizer. And he left her in real life, mm-hmm. his wife, for Richard Burton.
So?
the English actor.
Oh, well.
And that was portrayed in the movie.
You know what's funny? I don't know.
Richard swooped in.
How can you trust, if you're a famous guy, right?
Uh-huh.
And she's married to another famous guy.
Uh-huh.
And then she leaves that famous guy.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah.
Do you ever really trust her?
Well, Richard Burton had like seven wives. What did he care?
So he didn't
care. He's knocking them down like bowling pins.
Yeah, no, I'm just wondering.
But here's the circumstance. So James Hunt gets in one of his snits and... he refuses to go on this skiing trip with her.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
Nice, so go to the trip, yeah.
Yeah. So she meets Richard Burton on the skiing trip. Boom.
Well, I always think there's different kind of wives. There are wives that help you get to where you're going.
Well, she was a dashing glamour girl.
Yeah, but still, there's levels of wives in real life. A wife that helps you build, and then one that shows up when you're at the top.
I got to think.
The one that shows up when you're at the top.
You're putting, like, Betty Crocker. on the woman. This isn't like a socialite woman who goes and gets swept off her feet by Richard Burton, the most famous actor in England.
Yeah.
Right?
Swept off her feet, or was she plotting?
Yeah, it wasn't
was
like
she plotting?
The ski instructor named Todd. It was Richard Burton.
I hear you. I don't trust it. You got to come along and help me get to the top. If I'm at the top already, I don't need you. So you have to already be at the top. I'm not going to be one of these guys that marries a cashier when I'm a CEO. I need to find another CEO or at least a CFO, something up there.
Yeah. Anyway, I recommend the movie. I think you'd like it. Let's go Ryan in Lumberton. Ryan, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Ryan.
How are you, Mike?
What's up, Ryan?
So I wanted to comment on that quote that you read at the top of the show. From he was from Indiana State, right?
Yeah, state legislator from Indiana named Trey Hollingsworth.
Okay. I kind of think that viewpoint is pretty anachronistic, in my opinion. I think it's sort of a product of an older generation to say something like that. The idea that, anything that threatens our way of life, we should just continue on with our way of life. It's a nice sentiment, I think. But I don't think it's really realistic. At the end of the day, you still got a whole bunch of people that are dying, a bunch of people that are getting on ventilators. We still have, not far from where we live.
Yeah, this guy is, by the way, 36 years old.
All right, well, I don't know who raised him then.
Well, he's a 36-year-old Republican who, let's think about this here. All right, here's a guy who's probably a young politician, and he wants to escalate in the Republican Party. So what he's going to do is echo the sentiments of the president. It's a smart move by him, right?
Well, okay. From that politically speaking point, I can agree with that.
As a 36-year-old, that's all he wants to do, I would think.
Sure. But, yeah. I just talking on, the viewpoint itself, I kind of think it's anachronistic. I think that
It's totally reprehensible, frankly. Listen, this is my opinion. For a guy to say, it's always the American government's position and choice of our way of life as Americans and loss of life of American lives. Well, he's putting that in the frame of, save the country from a communist takeover, crush Al-Qaeda, go to war against Iraq because they had WMDs. And then, they didn't. But you know what I'm saying here. Yeah. That's protecting America's way of life.
Right. Exactly. So, I definitely don't agree with what he said. And also, just to touch on just another point, not really related, but you mentioned, because I did the Eagles next year, just talking about them for a second. I think they could probably go, I think they could probably end up either first or second in the conference. I don't think San Francisco was going to be as good as they were last year, because teams that are dominated by defense don't tend to repeat. Like, if you look at the teams that won Super Bowls on defense, they don't tend to do particularly well the following season. I know the 49ers didn't win the Super Bowl, but they got there.
You got their quarterback, which is fair. Their quarterback's not good enough to get it done. I get it.
Yeah, so I don't think they're going to be up there. So
okay, well, the 49ers added some players, though, didn't they? Didn't they make a couple savvy moves in the offseason? All right, well, anyway, a general knowledge question for you.
Sure.
Here we go. What medical symptom can be described as a yellowing of the skin?
Would that be jaundice?
That is jaundice. Congrats. Another winner. Is that three in a row?
No.
No, we had
right before the break, somebody got what did he get wrong?
Oh,
the Warhol.
Warhol, that's right.
So we had it broke the streak, so now.
All right. So, Andy Warhol used to hang out with that French painter.
What French?
Basquiat.
I mean, I've heard the name, but I don't
know. Yeah, that was one of his running dudes. And also Halston. He used to run with Halston.
Look at that.
Studio 54.
That was probably a good time.
You heard of the Halston cologne for men?
I've heard of it, but it's bigger.
Mike, you have Mike missing this like 16-year-old.
You had that?
Oh, the Rockets of Halston.
Oh, you getting ready to go out?
Oh, yeah.
Slap that Halston on?
Halston was, that was it right there.
Get that.
610-632-0975. James Palmer will join us in 5 minutes. We'll talk about the NFL draft and also his pop taking part in a volunteer study for the coronavirus. We'll be back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.